Daf Chav Tes, Taisus, my only the high mehai. Tais says the Shas knew that Rav Yosef didn't hear that Rav is saying it on the Mishnah because he was medakdik in the time of Rav Yosef. And Rav said on the Mishnah, and therefore it says my only the high mehai. Which kind does he come to medakdik? And the answer is because the Mishnah says chatzil gyan, and Rav says he can make an eder with two revius wine. And this thing Rav didn't say meforish, only mechlala, because this v'chein le'erev we learned the v'chein le'erev. Meila shmamer v'chein le'erev was in the Mishnah. Because it's in the Brisa, how does Rav know that you make an Erev with two Revius wine? Pshita, you can't learn out one from the other, since he didn't say all the Shir Erev like the Shir Matnas Anim. Vinegar is Kedelatav, that's Revius, as we see in Perek Adar, then we coin Revius of vinegar in a barrel. Remeir sat him in the Daladam, outside the city, because the city would walk the whole thing, as we see in Bishitzu. Or he holds like a Pshua that says that it only has four Amos. Can't say, because Remeir can't say, Chari got to Mesu, because Minatar didn't count. And we hold in the Perek that Tchum is Minatar. Also, since we count the whole city as four amas, even amazed that he would be able to go the whole city. Amazed that he also has the Al-Damas. That's what he brings down with Tosis Rabbeinu Yehuda. Tosis Daf Chof Tes Amadveis Mipnei Nochash was a snake. Meaning, Rashi said there's a poison of a Saraf in the onion. Rabbeinu Chananel explained there is a Amad inside that gets rounded like a stalk, and seeds of the onions go onto that almond, that's called nachash shel batzel. So it said here it's called a beer. Nevertheless, it passes the mikveh. This we see in the first parak of Makkah, that wine that's mazik doesn't pass the mikveh, even though there's three lugam ayim shuvim, because wine is called, it's called chamra meziga. So the beer is different because the whole root of it is only water. And also, it's called chamra meziga, and chamra has the name of wine on it, and peri doesn't pass the mikveh. Enough to mix it and it becomes a revius of it. It's Masha Kosh Brachan needs Mazika. So to Peg Shachl by Chaparis who said Aim Brachan up until you put in water. So it says Peg Shachl, we see 10 things says Bakash Brachan, it counts one raw. Rash says the chai that it says is that you put it raw into a cup and then mix it in. Lafuka, they shouldn't mix it in the cup and put in another cup that he makes Brachan. And Tam explains the chai is Mazuk. Below Mazuk. It's mixed but not fully mixed. It says Peg Shachl. Sarah is not chai until it drinks raw wine, and he says mazik le mazik, and he puts in a little water in the beginning of the brachan, or he adds on water till it's mazik properly, as it says in Perikim Shachl, that he's moisiv bebirchas oritz, which is water, not just like Rashi said over there, he adds wine. Bnei Navoin explained the chai is going on the cup, not a broken cup, that all 10 things it says on the kos, on the kois, and the shai chai, because it says shvirosan zui misosan, so you see it's still alive. The last Perikim Makas was said, risik testimony, one is alive, meaning those the chai is considered a shalom. Yeah, and the revius is tais, like Rashi says in Amitzi, that the kosher bracha needs to be a revius revius, a quarter of a quarter of a lug, so you should be able to pour it and become a revius a lug. Not like those that make a mistake and said that revius revius a kav, that's a revius a lug, so you should pour it and it should become a revius a kav, because that's a lug. Because the nazar pekshah shminim count those that the other mashka revius, that he brings here, and his mashma here in Amitzi, that's the shir of a kosher after his mezigah. And that's that he counts the nazar as a revius a lug, since he counts to be shem la nazar, as learned from the pasuk in Hataida, that it's chatz shish al taida. And it seems perek shtei midas, a half a lug of oil for a taida. We learned over there seven damp measurements in the mikdash, revius a lug. What is it? Masham? She said revius ma'al mitzvah, revius shem la nazar, and he also counts revius dam tam be oil. Revius a lug, as we see in perek kain gadol and nazar. It says chatzik avatzav is chatzik lug dam. For every Revi Kavatsam, so Revi's dam is not for everyone. And yes, over there also, Suleka, there's May Revi's, she washed her hands, and that's May Revi's Halug, as we see in Sech Sedayim. So he said, anyone that's not Dor El Chatlas, this we see in Dina Momen, as they shouldn't Aliyachsa Mozak, if one of them needed to go out, we'll see if there's 23, his Mashra Mozak is two parts water. He says, the Pasuk speaker Yaina Shiraini, which is two parts water, because you can't say Stam Mozak Revi's, because the Sanhedrin, what's it Roy for? But a Shlish, a third is Roy. Dina Nefosh is to be a Sanhedrin Ketana. So he said, tomorrow is Adifa. Taisa says, since that's better, maybe you don't need a Kav. So Taisa says, it's speaking about, and he brings a Raya that more than a Kav he doesn't need. So Big Daniyim, Dafka Vatum Medrash, there's a Chilik between Aniyim and Shirim, because it has to do with a private person. It's not Derech for an Usher to be Miyachid. He has to be Miyachid, and it's not Miyachid less than 3x3 Tvachim. But if it was Miyach Bataita, but Thomas Smith is no chilek. Even Hashem is 3 fingers by 3 fingers. Very well. And Likin, we learned 3 by 3 fingers. How do we know? It says, it doesn't differentiate between poor people and rich people. Also, we learned that a beggar is the time of 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim in the Medrash. And three fingers by three fingers lames. Al kachas bashir. Because banim we said in peg. Chavches big danim. Av b'she'em shlesh shlesh is tamer. That's what Rabbi Tam says. Not like Rashi and Saif Kira. Shalsh shalsh is not metama by the hands of Usher at all. So that you know, mechalek is Rashi and Tosfos. How far it is metama. This is the end of Tosfos Daf Chav Tes.